The Sports Cast, July 20th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio, and you can listen to it on thesportscast.net, where we have all the news, the podcast, and the latest updates. Also, follow us on Twitter, thesportscast1, and check out our app, The Sports Cast, for iOS. Last night, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was a success in L.A. Dodger Stadium, and we'll definitely be covering that a little bit today on today's show. And, of course, stick around because we'll be talking about the EA Sports ratings. Anyways, join us, a man that hosts the Hoops Talk show on Sunday nights and in Rochester, Ryan Krista. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Santiago, it's good to be here on a Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday afternoon in Rochester, summertime. What is the temperature up in Rochester right now?
It's 91 degrees. This is balmy right here in upstate New York.
91 degrees with humidity, right?
Yeah. It's a... don't get many days like this. So, you know, if you complain about this now, don't complain about it in the wintertime. So I don't.
You don't. Take it all good. Take it all in. All right. Last night, the American League won the All-Star game for the ninth year in a row, beating the NL 3-2 on Tuesday night at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. National League hopped out to an early lead, scoring two runs in the first inning, including a solo homer from Paul Goldschmidt in the top of the fourth. Yankee slugger Giancarlo Stanton hit a two-run home run to tie the game followed with a solo shot of his own to put the AL ahead for good. Hey, the American League did it again. Your thoughts on last night's win from the American League, Ryan?
Yeah, it was kind of a pitcher's duel. Not much, you know, you talked about, you know, I know it jumped out early and 2-0 lead, you know, they got a home run from Paul Goldschmidt and then, you know, that back-to-back bomb by Stanton and Buxton, you know, and that's really all that was needed. So if you like pitching and you like defense, you know, this was your All-Star game. It's kind of, it was the anti-NBA All-Star game, I guess you could say.
The NL didn't manage a hit between the first and eighth inning and went down in order in the ninth against the Guardians closer Emmanuel Clays, who struck out the side on 10 pitches. Framber Valdez got the win for the AL with Gonsolin taking the loss. Another anticlimactic. If it went to a tie, it could have went to a home run derby, but it did not happen last night, Ryan.
Yeah, that would have been exciting. You know, I mean, the All-Star game of baseball is probably the most traditional All-Star game. It's, you know, it's played in a sense of it's played normally. You get to see all the stars. And that kind of loses luster because I think what made it was when there wasn't interleague play. Each other all. But now interleague play, it kind of, you know, loses that kind of luster. But it's still, you know, it's what we got in the summer, you know, not much is happening in July before the NFL starts, so yeah, a lot of people take the game in.
And Giancarlo Stanton won the MVP last night, not surprised?
Well, it was either him or Buxton, you know, but Stan hit the two-run home run, Buxton hit the solo home run. So
Buxton.
I think that's why he got
Yeah, from the Twins. Ruben Soto won the home run derby. Your thoughts on that? 23 years old from the Nationals.
Big week in the news for Soto, you know. we start off with him, you know, the weekend, you know, rejecting a 15-year, $440 million contract offer from the Nationals, which basically means that he's on the way out. You know, it's probably his last big duty as the Nationals is in the home run derby. Nationals will try to collect as much as they can from him. You know, next probably week or two, trade him off. You know, this team is a major rebuilding for him. So, Rochester, New York, and then many people follow. But, you know, we're the AAA affiliate of the Nationals. So, if they do trade off, you know, Juan Soto, you know, we'll be getting a bunch of new players to play for the Rochester Red Wings.
Juan Soto. That I was saying Ruben Soto, but Juan it is. So yeah, there you go. All-Star break. When does the baseball season continue? By the end of the week? Ryan, you're there?
I'm here.
Okay. When does the baseball season continue? Ryan went MIA on us.
I hear you. Yeah.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
I'm assuming the Major League Baseball season continues by the end of the week, I guess.
Yeah. You know, today's kind of the traditional quiet day in sports, and that's why ESPN is now always kind of fun to say to put on their sports awards show, the ESPYs, tonight.
Hosted by Steph Curry, possibly the best basketball player at this second.
Yeah, definitely number one or two. You know, I guess it depends. You know, I mean, best overall player, I think it'd be hard not to say LeBron James still even in his day. But the most productive player, you know, the team, I think it would be hard for us not to say Steph Curry today. But look. But going back to your question, yes.
Go ahead.
MLB starts again tomorrow. For some teams, everybody will be good and going Friday.
Okay. So you think LeBron is still at that top two spots in the best basketball player on the planet right now?
I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, the numbers he puts up, his, you know, productivity is still putting up pretty good numbers. Even last year, the Lakers struggled. He did as much as he could to put that team on his back, you know.
Exactly. We'll see how Steph Curry hosts tonight. The Hesbys, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Sticking with baseball, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said on Tuesday he rejects the premise that minor league players are not paid a living wage, prompting a barrage of criticism a day after the Senate Judiciary Committee in a letter inquired about the league's treatment of minor leaguers. When asked whether owners can't afford to pay minor leaguers more or simply choose not to, Manfred said, "I kind of reject the premise of the question that minor league players are not paid a living wage. We made real strides in the last years in terms of what minor league players are paid, even putting to one side the signing bonuses that many of them have already received. They receive housing, which obviously is another form of compensation. I just reject the premise of that question. I don't know what else to say about that." Ryan, your thoughts on Manfred's comments over minor league player wages?
There's really two types. You know, there's the minor league players that are, you know, high round picks in the draft. You're coming through the system. They get a big fat paycheck, a signing bonus. I don't think we're talking about this. We're talking about the guys grinding, you know, through, you know, low-level baseball. That, you know, they're traveling, you know, in buses, staying in, you know, dumpy hotels. They're not, you know, an MLB player gets hundreds of dollars each day on top of their salary just when they're on road trips. You know, they're not getting that in minor league games. You know, their average minor league player makes anywhere from $5,000 to $14,000 for their season, and they're only getting paid during their season. I think that's what, you know, they're looking at. You know, I think in the front, you know, what looks bad is when you got owners making millions, almost billions of dollars, and they're not, you know, they're not paying their people, you know, livable wage, you know. So I know it's a premise that, you know, the glamorous life to be a pro player, but if you're not in the MLB, or I would say even AAA, you're probably getting decent wages, you know. But if you're below that, if you're on low level and you're playing in small little towns and rural America, you know, it's hard to find the glamour in that.
Yeah, it's a quite scattered locations where these minor player league players play. It depends where you live. If you live in Nebraska, you don't need $1 million to live over there. You know, things like that. But if you live in, let's say, Florida, you might need a little bit more than $100,000.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's more of a perception, and I don't know. Most of these players, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I think you'll see this a lot in women's basketball where, you know, they'll play in the WNBA, but they'll have to, when the WNBA season's over, they'll have to go overseas and play. Same with these minor league players. As soon as they're done with this, they go down to the Caribbean or South America and they'll play in another league to kind of balance off their salary.
So we'll see what happens. Of course, it's always going to be a debate of how much money. And as Ryan said about, you know, women's sports, women's basketball, it's always a big debate. EA Sports has been making headlines this week. It's because sports is pretty slow, but a little game
Madden, yeah.
Yes, 23 gave the top running backs of this season. Number one is Derrick Henry, 2 Nick Chubb, Christian McCaffrey, then number 4 Jonathan Taylor, 5 Dalvin Cook, 6 Joe Mixon, Alvin Kamara, Aaron Jones, number 8, number 9 Austin Eckler, and number 10 Zeke. Ryan, your thoughts, and or would you switch anyone out?
I think I agree with the list. I think you can always, you know, I think when you come to those types of things, you know, they balance off. So, you know, Christian McCaffrey is number 2, but, you know, his ability as number 2 is going to be because of his speed and his athleticism. Where, like, Nick Chubb is going to be number 3 because of his power and, you know, run breaking ability. But I'm good with that. You know, I think judging running backs in NFL is extremely hard because the game has changed. But yeah, I mean, I guess as long as they have Derrick Henry as number 1, I'm okay with that.
Madden 23, will you be purchasing it and playing it?
I know, because they stopped making it for even what number PlayStation I have. So no, until I upgrade over.
Miles Bridges from the Charlotte Hornets, actually restricted free agent, is facing 3 felony domestic charges, violence charges, after being accused of assaulting his girlfriend in front of their 2 children last month. The L.A. County District Attorney said Tuesday, not good for Miles Bridges.
Oh, no, it's terrible. I mean, if it's all true, it's terrible in its nature. You know, obviously, any domestic abuse is awful. But, you know, the timing of this, is the guy that I think was right on the eve of free agency, where he's going to collect a big payday from somebody, and, you know, then these charges get filed, you know, and basically he's sitting out there. Good chance he'll never play, you know, in the NBA again. So, tough luck for that, you know, but, you know, if it's true, then no justice is served in that way.
Speaking about the Hornets, Ryan, Steve Clifford was interviewed by Andrew Wojnarowski this past week, and he was comparing Carmelo Ball.
LaMelo Ball.
Yes, LaMelo Ball. Say Carmelo. LaMelo Ball versus Kemba Walker. He says that Ball has more of a leadership trait compared to Kemba Walker. How would you compare those two players? You know, of course, Walker used to be part of the Hornets, no longer there. Now it's Ball's team. What are your thoughts over Clifford's comments and your thoughts on comparing these two players?
That's interesting. Yeah, LaMelo Ball is a true point guard. You know, he's gonna, he can get his baskets, but he's gonna look to get everybody involved. You know, he's kind of the cornerstone of this franchise. I don't know. I don't know too much about LaMelo Ball in the sense of his leadership ability, but I know his playmaking ability. You know, and it's up there. Kemba Walker, I think, is a competitor. I think he was, a good Hornet, but the leader is a true point guard. No, that wasn't his strength, But I think Steve Clifford is just trying to pump up his point guard right there, but yeah, I agree.
Steve Clifford, who was a Hornets coach previously, got ousted, came back. What do you think about his story so far?
I didn't see it coming. I mean, people don't know, Steve Clifford fired from the Hornets, went through the Magic, got fired from the Magic. He had some success having the Magic, got into the playoffs. Then comes back, hired again after Atkinson, turned down, accepted the job, turned down the job, and I think they hit the panic button, and just went back to Steve Clifford, which I hate to see recycled coaches. I think the main thing you've learned in the last couple of years in the NBA is that, young coaches, more relatable to the players, and I think they get in a lot of success. So I don't really love that hire, but it is what it is.
Yes, Steve Clifford the first choice with Kenny Atkinson from the Warriors did not pan out. I guess Kenny didn't see the project going to work out, or maybe he got offered something at the Warriors. Maybe Steve Kerr might leave. I don't know. This Hornets team led by Michael Jordan, owned by Michael Jordan, has potential. They went to the play-in last season. Do you think they might go beyond the play-in and maybe go into the playoffs?
And that's something, they relied a lot on Miguel Bridges. Without him, most likely, it's going to be a tough uphill battle for this organization. So I think there's a lot of other teams improving in the Eastern Conference, i.e. the Knicks. I don't see them making it.
Even Gordon Hayward, which he has been talked about being traded.
They want to get rid of that guy as quick as possible. That was not a good time.
He's
Gordon
a journeyman,
has
hasn't
he? He left Utah and never been the same. He was not that good in Boston, and hasn't been that good in, he's been okay. He hasn't been the guy who takes you in a franchise on the back like they thought he was going to be.
Yeah. When I see journeyman, it's not a good sign. Their value decreases, except if you see players Jimmy Butler, for example, went around, found a good home at Miami. Of course, he needs to take him to the championship, but, we'll see. Hayward to the Mavericks, would you take him?
No, not a next contract. Okay. Bought out, maybe.
By the way, your clip about the Lakers either getting Kevin Durant or Kyrie is trending on YouTube.
Really? I didn't think it was that polarizing of a statement, but okay.
But we'll see what happens with Durant, a huge player in the market. Of course, Kyrie as well. The Heat.
Unlike my host, Irwin Dudley, I am all about Donovan Mitchell going to the Knicks. I will just say.
Who?
I think that Donovan Mitchell. I would love to see him go to the Knicks.
You think that'd be a good fit?
I don't know if it'd be a good fit, but it'll bring some marqueeness to an organization that desperately needs it and wants it.
And to join them, Brunson and RJ Barrett.
Yeah, well, I think that's the sticking point in this trade is that, the Knicks will give up a bunch of picks, but they don't want to give up RJ Barrett, but I think the Jazz PR is kind of a foundational piece to the future. And so I think that you hear from Wojnowski or Winhurst, basically the Knicks are the only team talking to the Jazz about Donovan Mitchell. So it's going to happen probably. It's just a matter of when, basically, in a package. So
the Knicks are making moves, that's for sure. And we'll see which additions, of course. Do you think the Heat will receive any of those big names?
They're in for Kevin Durant.
You think that's true?
Not really, but supposedly. If we have to put a gun to my head, San Diego today, I think Kevin Durant goes back to the Heat. I mean, not the Heat, the Nets.
That's what I think so too. Same for Kyrie.
Kevin Durant, they would love to just kind of just, unless they get a deal where they can't say no to Kyrie, they would love to take any deal to get rid of him. You know, I think he's a headache.
He's a cancer.
Yeah, you know, I have nothing against him other than the fact he's just weird in the sense of he's kind of off the wall in a lot of ways.
Anyways, NBA, you can follow Hoopstock on Sunday night because there's a lot going on in free agency. And, of course, there's other movements that are going to happen, teams strengthening, teams that are decreasing. They're starting over like Utah. So we'll see what happens in the next upcoming weeks. Let's switch back to a flashback. Let's take the DeLorean to the back. Ryan, do you remember the late 80s and 90s? Did you watch the New York Giants back then?
Well, 80s, not really, because I was born in 85, so not a whole lot. But 90s, yeah, I remember the 91 Super Bowl against the Bills.
Well, that jersey they were wearing back then, they're going to wear it again this season, only for just for two games. The New York Giants are bringing back their classic 80s and 90s jerseys and helmets. They released it this morning on Twitter. They had a commercial with Lawrence Taylor. He was on it with Saquon Barkley right next to each other. They're bringing it back, but they only wear it in Week 4 versus the Bears and Week 13 against Washington Commanders. Ryan, I mean, I'm going to turn it on for Week 4 and Week 13. Would you?
I mean, they're kind of big right now. You know, a lot of these throwback uniforms are coming back, or helmets. You know, I think we'll touch on another team with new helmets here in a minute. I think it's good. I like to see the Bills kind of throw back old school here in Western New York. You know, to the Super Bowl jerseys here. You know, I think there's a lot of push for that.
Yeah, and as Ryan mentioned, Carolina Panthers, they got their black helmets with their black jerseys, pants, and socks against Atlanta on Thursday Night Football. Broadcasted by Amazon on November 10th against Atlanta, of course. And, it's going to be another great alternate jersey. What do you think about the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah,
and their new quarterback, it could look good on Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I think they're hoping. We'll see. They're nice. I think they look good at the black uniforms. I'm really excited about those Bengals white helmets. So I think they look
yes.
Good.
First time ever, right? Or were they wearing them back in the 80s?
The orange one, the black stripes. Now they're going to black stripes with white, background. So those look nice, with some white unis. So
do you think Joe Burrow might wear the Bengal stripes suit? Armani suit?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see about that. But, some teams make it. That time of year, you're getting ready for the season start, kind of dropping some bombs here to get people excited about the upcoming season. So,
by the way, Raiders are the only team starting training camp today, and the other teams, like the rest of the teams, next week.
Yeah, well, I just said, I was just on expressway here in Rochester, and I drove by St. John Fisher University here, and I saw some of the Bills' rookies out there on the playing field just a few minutes ago. Unofficially, training camp starts in Buffalo on Sunday, but, the rookies reported on Monday, and then I think the veterans report Friday. So it was exciting to drive by, campus there and seeing, the guys out in the field.
Question is, did you see Von Miller around?
I have not seen Von Miller, but I will keep my eye out here starting this weekend to see where I might find him.
He might be in your nearby Wegmans up in Buffalo, Rochester area.
He could be. San Diego. Have you ever had Wegmans? At Wegmans before.
Wait, is it Wegmans up in Buffalo, right?
Oh, yeah. It's all over. It's a Rochester thing, but it spread to Buffalo first and then Syracuse. And now it's moving down south and east. I think in New York City.
Virginia, yeah.
And the far south of North Carolina now.
Yeah, Wegmans is like between a Costco and a Publix. Somewhere between.
Yeah. Put food line in the shame. A Kroger, Publix, whatever you like.
Well, not Publix, man. Publix is unbeatable.
I don't mind Publix. I've had some good experience there, but there's something about Wegmans, though.
Anyways, anything on Switzer retiring? He was a former Steeler and Browns. Let me get his full name because I said Switzer, but I think Ryan Switzer, yeah. Right?
Yeah, he kind of took on the scene, in college, his, Steelers quarterback Mitch Trubisky, kind of made him famous, he was able to, put some good seasons together, but, not kind of small, undersized, didn't really pan out in the NFL.
Yeah, five seasons, played for the Tar Heels, I believe. This morning on Get Up, they were asking everyone who will be your sneaky MVP pick. Greeny said Prescott, Dak Prescott. Ryan Clark says Justin Herbert. Jeremy Fowler said Derek Carr. And Meg Tannenbaum said Mac Jones. Ryan, if you were on this panel, who would be your sneaky NFL MVP pick for the 22 season?
Dark. Keeping it Western New York, I'm always a Broncos fan, San Diego, but being in Western New York, caught a little of the Bills fever here, and I gotta go Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, no way.
He's making strides every year, and I feel like the next step is an MVP season.
What do you think about Mac Jones being on that list?
I don't see it, but I think, I heard a lot about, his offseason was great. I just don't feel like he's got enough weapons, really. I don't think it's all on him. I just feel like this organization, they're great in a lot of areas. Other than, Gronk, last, they haven't really been able to put together an element. They just haven't been able to put a solid receiving core together.
They have no offensive coordinator either. The calls will be called from either Joe Judge or Matt Patricia.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. You can make the case that they're coming fourth place in that division, but I'm sure we'll make predictions later on this year.
Exactly. Our NFL big show. Okay, poll question. Anything else before we head into our poll question of the day?
Oh, I think that's good.
All right. What is your favorite professional sports team in Pennsylvania? Options are the Steelers, Eagles, Phillies, or the Sixers.
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Exactly. You can say I was going to say other, but Twitter only gives you four options, and other feels like it's like an open spot. But yeah, you mentioned there was a transaction the Steelers got, or they re-signed someone, right?
Oh yeah, they re-signed. Malkin and Letang were both free agents. They kind of the core three of Crosby, Malkin, and Letang have played together a long time. I kind of agree with Joey Bag of Donuts there. That sense of it's kind of banging your head against the wall, but they weren't going to win the title with them or without them. So why don't you just play with them?
Can they beat the Rangers next season?
I hope so, but the Rangers are in a good spot.
They're young.
Yeah, they're young, they're fast, they got a lot going, and, there's always that team in North Florida and Tampa, so.
There you go. Some teams are like, they're a pain. They're a thorn somewhere in your body that you can't get away from. Anyways, Ryan, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you, hey, is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be traded or not?
Absolutely going to be traded, but that's for another show. Mad Dog Report 18 on Twitter. There
we go. Where to? I heard the Giants this morning. I heard some rumor.
He's going to whoever gets injured, whatever starting quarterback gets injured first in training camp. There's no option. They're not going to trade him to the Seahawks. And the Seahawks just want to lose, so I don't think they want him because I think Jimmy Garoppolo gives you a good chance to win. So, I honestly think he's going to go to a contending team that feels like they have a good roster, you know, and their quarterback is hurt in preseason training camp. So, they're going to start Trey Lance. I think they're going full steam ahead on that. So, we'll see.
Hey, never give up on Drew Lock. He might come out and be strong with Seattle.
I hope not in game one. It'll be great. That's a Westbrook versus Drew Lock or Geno Smith. I like my chances in that game. So.
Geno Smith. Don't forget Geno Smith. All right. You can reach us at thesportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram or thesportscast.net on our website tomorrow. Jersey Boys Sports Talk are going to talk about the jerseys all hour long. Yes, they have material about the jerseys for 60 minutes. Of course, those guys lived back in the 90s, Ryan. They remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyways, I am out. I got to go get some lunch. Happy Independence Day for Colombia. We'll talk later. Ryan, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Sandy. Bye-bye.